Chad Baker back out at the Illinois State Fair for 2025, Springfield, Illinois, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios for WITY. And I turned around and I saw a very, very familiar face. Some of you might recognize this gentleman from doing some ball games with us here on WITY, Darren Brown. Darren, how we doing?
Doing good. A nice day to be out here and representing my grandparents, my mom's parents, and a good day to be out here in Springfield.
This is a little bit different angle than what I think what we've talked about in the past. You're representing the Fred and Doris Punky family, and those are your grandparents, correct?
Yes, my late grandparents on my mom's side. Grandpa, they passed a little bit. My grandma in, last December, so good here to represent them. Got my parents and my brother and myself here, and they said it's a good day to be here.
My condolences for your loss, but good to see that family farms in Illinois. There again, anytime we hear about family farms being passed on and still thriving, that's a good thing. So take me through your day today. Let's kind of take a look and see what Darren's going to be looking at here at the Illinois State Fair today.
I had an early morning at about an hour and a half drive from Elliott, where the farm is. So took 54 mostly going through Clinton and then down here to Springfield. So just taking the back way, it's always fun to just kind of listen to some music or radio on the way. And then here for the sesquicentennial for my grandparents' farm. And then we're going to go see family slash work friend of my mom's, Ellie Drock, daughter of Joy Drock. She's going to be showing some livestock later. So we're going to do that after we get our pictures here for the sesquicentennial.
It's a tough word to say, isn't it?
It is.
We've had to get used to it a little bit this year with Gifford celebrating there. So there again, it just shows that everybody's track and path here at the Illinois State Fair looks a little different. But it's always good to find out what folks are looking forward to here. Tell us a little bit about the farm itself. What do you know about the operation? And tell us a bit about maybe the history of it, if you would.
I'd say acreage-wise, kind of just maybe a little smaller than average. We got some relatives on my grandma's side that do most of this, as far as the planting and harvesting there, the fields that we got out there, the corn and soybeans, and then a little pasture where we have Dave McClure, a local family. They raise cattle, and so he always usually has 3 cows out there. And then so we just had a cow give birth, so we got a little calf out there, female, as we found out from Dave. So that was a fun little surprise when we got back home a few days ago to see a fourth cow or body out there, not a cow yet, but if we're doing the technical farm terms. But so just got a few buildings out there too that eventually we moved in when my grandma got kind of older, and so cleaned up a lot of stuff out there. There's still some storage areas, temporary or permanent for other people that kind of use them, that not rent them out, but when they do their work that we no longer do out there. So just a nice little space to kind of be out of the way of everything. And it's just fun to have a little place out there, a little farm.
That's the one thing about farms. Work is never done. Whenever you get something done, you turn around, there's something else to do. And now it sounds like bringing a young one up is on the task here.
Oh, yeah. We let the other folks take care of the bigger animals, and we take care of the dogs and the cats and the smaller ones. So
very good. We going to get you back on for some sports here this year.
Yeah, for sure. I should definitely have my Fridays free in the near future. And I was thinking hopefully, I've done freelance work for Illinois football, and so hopefully I have Saturdays free because they're looking like they're going to have a pretty decent season, so it'd be fun to be able to be on the field for that.
Always great to be in the epicenter of that. Before we wrap up with you, anything else you're looking forward to here at the Illinois State Fair, either from like the food side or entertainment side?
I'm sure I didn't have anything particular in mind, but it's always just fun to find stuff to do. I don't think I've been to this. I mean, I've been to the local county fairs more recently, but as far as being here in Springfield, I think it's been a while. So it's just fun to be back here and get around and see things.
Darren, always great catching up with you. All the best. Stay cool out here. Stay hydrated, and we'll catch up soon.
For sure. I'll try my best on the staying cool and hydrated.
That's Darren Brown from Elliott, one of our friends here at WITY. You'll hear him on some of the games here this fall and winter on WITY Sports. We'll have more reports coming up from the Illinois State Fair. Chad Baker for WITY.